Press On with Jared Gunter of the Beaver Dam Church of Christ. Hello again, neighbors. Hope you're doing well today. You know, I'm sure I'm not alone in the fact that I like to have a good laugh. As a father of two, I have proudly transitioned into the world of dad jokes. Here's one for you. How do you get a squirrel to like you? Ready? You act like a nut. All right. I'll leave the jokes to Jerry and the lunch show callers. I know they like to tell some jokes from time to time, but at any rate, laughter is certainly good medicine. But there's balance with everything. In fact, going back to our text from yesterday in Ecclesiastes chapter 7, if you jump forward a few verses, we read in verses 5 and 6 that it is better for a man to hear the rebuke of the wise than to hear the song of fools. For as the crackling of thorns under a pot, so is the laughter of the fools. This also is vanity. Let's just be real about this. It's not fun to be rebuked, to be corrected for something that we're doing wrong. It's not fun to be told that we should know better. But while it's not fun, it's helpful if we'll allow it to be so. As always, we need to consider the source. And in the case of this verse, the rebuke is coming from the wise. Someone who's proven themselves to be trustworthy and careful with their words and their actions. Not just someone who's a know-it-all, but someone who is genuinely knowledgeable and applies their knowledge not only to you, but to themselves. We may readily think of some examples in our own lives. Maybe it's a parent or a grandparent or a wise older Christian that we know from church. But it's tempting to just want to surround ourselves with people who make us laugh. And again, laughter is great, but what's going to truly help us cope with life and learn from our mistakes? Is it going to be a joke or a wise word? I think we know the answer. So we've got to stop being a culture that gets offended so easily when someone tries to correct our mistakes. We need to understand that nobody has all the answers and that the wise person that tries to correct us has been corrected by someone else before. The question is going to be, are we going to be wise like that person and listen to the correction ourselves? If so, we may be able to be the wise person in the future to help someone else along the way. In other words, we're paying it forward, right? We do well to take the words of James to heart when he wrote in James chapter 1, verses 19 through 20, "Let every person be quick to hear, slow to speak, slow to anger, for the anger of man does not produce the righteousness of God." Have you ever thought about the power of that statement? Let every person be quick to hear, slow to speak, slow to anger. How much trouble would we avoid and how much more would we learn if we took these words and applied them, these wise words and applied them? We'd avoid a whole lot of trouble, a whole lot of headache, and we might actually learn something. Because neighbors, if we can't take correction in this life, we can be sure that we won't be laughing on the day of judgment. We'll be back tomorrow with more Press On right before lunch at the Z. Thanks for listening to Press On, a production of the Beaver Dam Church of Christ. We're located at 1235 William Street in Beaver Dam, Kentucky. We worship on Sundays at 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. and meet for a midweek Bible study Wednesdays at 7 p.m. And you're always welcome to join us. We're online at beaverdamchurch.com and you can always give us a call at 270-274-4451. God bless.